You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. It's in your interest. On his August 23rd entry in the Daily Stoic titled It's in Your Interest, author and modern Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday shares how the Stoics don't argue whether something is bad or a sin. They instead help you to see whether something is in your best interest. Holiday says, if you find yourself trying to persuade someone to change or do something differently, remember what an effective lever self-interest is. It's not that this or that is bad. It's that this is in their best interest to do it a different way. And show them, don't moralize. As leaders, parents, and friends, we can fall in the trap of telling people why they should do this or shouldn't do that, why they should eat more of this and stop eating that, why that type of exercise is good for them or why it's bad for them. One area in which I realize that I fall into this trap more than anywhere else is in my own marriage, as I can be so invested in personal growth and development that I want to share or tell my wife that she needs to spend less time on her phone, eat less sugar, go for walks, or read some great books by Brené Brown. First, when I am trying to share, it needs to be a conversation, not a lecture. And the conversation needs to start by knowing what is important to my wife at this point in her life and sharing what's important to me. Only then we can explore what is in our best interest together based on what's important to each of us. So whether it's with your partner, your players, your staff, or your friends, start by understanding what's important to them and who they want to become. And then you may be able to better walk with them and understand what's in their best interest for achieving those things and becoming that person.